You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Yeah, it was real. So, yeah,
you don't
want to
mess with those guys, man.
Yep. So then I was reading the Bible one day, and I read a scripture that said, "Lift up, the harvest is ready. Lift up your eyes, the harvest is ready." So it was weird. It was a weird moment because I literally just lifted up my eyes and I started looking at all these other prisoners and I started looking at them as harvest. The harvest is ready.
You don't even have a man teaching you. That's so good.
And I was like, okay, so I need to start reaching out to these, you know.
Yeah.
So I started one by one. It was not easy. It's definitely not easy. And you're not going to get a crowd. You might just get one every couple months. But the effect that has, there's this one gentleman. He would argue with me. I slept right here. He slept right here.
Yeah.
And he always saw me reading my Bible. One day he, it just irritated him.
Yeah.
You know, he's, what are you getting out of that thing?
Yeah.
What are you, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, so that morning when I woke up, I was going to breakfast. I was walking out the door and there was this brand new Bible on the ledge of this wall. And I noticed it for some reason, you know, and I was like, I thought, dang, should I grab it? I was like, no, I got a brand new leather Bible. Just leave it. So I kept going. Now, there's a point to all this. I come back. Now, this is later on in the day. It's the afternoon.
Happen,
right?
I'm guessing what?
There's no.
Your Bible's gone.
No.
No. What happened?
So it's later.
Shut
in the
up, Brett. Okay.
It's later in the afternoon, and it's hot. There's no AC in there.
Yeah.
And The guy sees me reading my Bible, and he's like, what are you reading that thing for? And he's arguing with me about God and this and that, dot, dot, dot. And, he's like, this guy had three life sentences. He doesn't have a—he's not going home. You understand? So he
so
had
he
no
can be
reason.
Lethal.
Yeah, he had
he
no
wants
reason.
To kill somebody, he
yeah,
can.
Yeah, he had no reason to—yeah, he has no reason to, you know, for happy, you know, he feels hopeless, you know? So,
yeah.
Anyhow, I start telling him about God. I'm like, listen, man. I was like, you really got to, you know, I try to break it down in my own words. And I finally get to this point where I'm like, all right, listen, you got to read the Bible. You know, I could tell you this. Anybody could tell you anything. You really, and for anybody to get anything out of God or anything spiritual from Christ, Jesus, the Holy
you
Spirit,
and him.
It's between you and him. You got to get it. You have to go get it. You
we
have to go
have
get
teachers,
it.
We have teachers. We have pastors.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But
they're only going to baby feed you
right.
So long. You got to go get up, gird your loins up, read that word, spend time in it, and get what God has for you out of it.
Yeah.
And anyhow,
I had a friend in prison.
Yeah.
He became a friend recently.
Yeah.
And he was in jail 26 years. And he memorized the Quran.
Yeah.
And yet he still came to know Jesus.
Yes. Yep. So now I read a scripture. I was, as he's arguing, you know, prior to him arguing to me, I read a scripture. It was about Elijah. And he was testing God if it was really
the prophet.
Yeah, if it was really him. So he said, God, if this is really you, make the ground
yes.
completely wet and the carpet completely dry. And
it was a piece from a sheep's wool.
Yes,
laying it out and said, let, in the morning, let the ground be wet,
wet
but not
the carpet, not the wool.
He woke up.
And the ground was completely wet, and the wool was completely dry. And now you would figure, okay, I got it. Okay, it really—
Just to be sure.
Just to be
do
sure.
Do the opposite tomorrow.
He says, God, just to make sure it's you, tomorrow make the carpet completely wet and the ground completely dry, and then I'll believe you.
And
so he tests, you know, he's testing God.
Yeah, yeah,
so God's like, okay. So next morning he wakes up, and guess what? It's the ground's completely dry with a soaking wet.
So this is Elijah who became like the prophet of prophets.
Yeah, yeah. So that story is resonating in my mind as I'm talking to this guy. And all of a sudden, as I'm talking to this guy, the Bible that I saw that morning pops in my head. So I'm like, hey, bro, I was like, listen, man, the only thing I could do for you— Bro, there's a brand new Bible over there on the wall, sitting there. I was like, bro, just go grab it and you'll have it. Because he was trying to say, oh, well, it's hard. The pages are ripped out from the prison Bibles. I said, man, there's a brand new Bible over there and he wouldn't go get it. I was so frustrated. I marched over there. I put the book down. I walk away from him. This guy's got me ticked off. And I'm walking over there. I snatch this Bible off the side of the thing. I walk over, and as I'm walking over with the Bible, I'm talking to him, and that story with the carpet and the water comes to my head, and I pray to God just there in that. I say, God, please, Lord, I need you to help me with this situation. Show me something. So as I'm walking back, I'm looking at this Bible. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to, you know. So on this Bible, there was a green pastures with a road, and there was signs on the road. There was one of the signs had a number on it, right? So I'm like, okay. Now I walk over, I see the number. I'm like, okay, we'll leave it right there, right? Now as I'm arguing with this guy, there's this young, real young black kid, maybe 22 years old. He's standing behind the bed, and he's watching and listening to the entire thing. He's watching the entire time.
He's scrutinized. He's got his,
he's kind of just like, he's just watching me, listening to what I'm saying, and he's listening to what the guy is saying, and he's kind of like he's, you know, indecision of something. You know what I mean? And so I look at the guy. I says, listen, okay, I see the Bible. I see the number. I cover the number up. I said, listen, okay. Give me a note. I said, if God's not talking to you, I'm testing God right now, and no less than a miracle right now, because I can completely embarrass myself.
Oh yeah,
with this.
Yeah.
It could go wrong, and the guy could right. So I said, give me a number between 6 and 18. Immediately he shoots off a number, 13, and I says, are you sure? I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, he's like, man, 13. He starts getting mad. Man, I told you 13.
Okay.
And the kid.
You took your finger off the Bible.
I take the finger off the number, and the black kid in the background, he goes, no way. No way. He runs over to me, and I'm looking at the Bible. I'm in amazement. And guess what number was on the sign? 13. And I took this Bible and I said, listen, I think this Bible was meant for you.
Yeah.
And he picks it up and he looks at the number on the Bible and he goes, well, I can't argue with that. He said, well, by God, I cannot argue with that.
Yeah.
And he thanked me at that point on that.
Really?
This guy,
he humbled himself. He got an appetite for the
moment,
word of God.
Right, that was I couldn't have orchestrated that. I couldn't have orchestrated that in any other way. So
amazing.
That's just one of the powerful stories that the testimony of God. You know, God. You know, people think God is in the deepest, darkest, dirtiest places, in prisons, in jail cells. God's in the muck.
David said, if I make my bed in hell, you will be with me.
That's right. That is right. And he is there.
Well, you know what? Not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission.
Yep.
And are ye of not much greater value than many sparrows?
Yes.
For I tell you, the hairs on your head are counted.
That's right.
Okay, right.
Yep.
It's beyond heat. God is beyond what your little twiddly brain could possibly conceive of.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
So anybody that can make all those creatures in the sea, all of creation shouts out the glory of God.
And I'm going to finish with this, okay?
Yes,
all right. Now.
Wait, in case you just tuned in, we're talking to Clark Watkins.
Yeah.
Clark Watkins was hit by two cars, died, went to heaven, saw Jesus, came back. And later, at that time, he was an agnostic. You know, he didn't know nothing about God, wasn't brought up with God, and came to know the Lord, Jesus, as his Lord and Savior. Go on, tell us.
So, you know, a lot of my walk, I wrestle with God because he tells me, oh, I got this plan for you. You know how much anxiety that caused for me throughout the years? Like, what is this plan?
Oh.
What is this plan,
God? He certainly didn't want you to be burdened.
Right, of course not. But, you know, it's me wrestling with myself.
Oh, good.
And just within the last couple years, I came to the realization God showed me what it was, and it's exactly what we're doing right now.
Yeah, being on the radio, talking, telling your testimony.
Telling my testimony of what happened.
Yeah.
See, I went off on this path of thinking I got this big plan, this big prideful plan, and something special for me, and it has nothing to do with me.
If you can't care about one, you can't care about a million ones.
That's right.
It's not 1 million. It's a million ones.
That's right.
And when you learn that, you care for the person
that's
in front
it.
Of you.
That's exactly
and it. Says,
it.
Oh, if one person is converted, all of creation,
right?
Yep. Celebrates.
Yes.
Just one. If
just
you
one.
Live just to bring one
that's
person
right.
to Jesus.
So then I realized, I said, you know what? It has the plan for me isn't this big plan for me to be this famous, spectacular person. It's about telling my testimony, telling them that God, telling them about where I went, what I seen about God, that God is real, that His word is real. It's alive. His spirit is real.
We're about out of time.
Yep.
Somebody might be listening to this broadcast. Yep. They don't know the Lord as Lord. They've happened to accidentally come on the station. It's no mistake. Or you're down and out. Something's going through your life. A shot of faith. Yeah, you need a shot of love from above. Okay, I'd like you to make like a little 30, 40-second prayer.
Okay.
We'll close our eyes.
Yep.
And would you repeat what he has to say, what Clark Watkins has to say, and just lead them through salvation, would
yes.
you please?
So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for this day, God. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us with life to be able to come to you, Father. If you're out there, God wants to know you wherever you're at. He wants to come to you wherever you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done if you're a sinner. So repeat this after me. Say, God. I confess all my sins to you.
I confess all my sins to you.
And I repent of my sins.
I repent.
And feel bad for all the bad things that I've done.
I feel bad for all the stuff I've done, Lord.
And I pray that you come and wash me. Wash my mind.
Wash away my sins, Lord.
Wash away my heart. Wash away my thoughts. And turn me to you. And I pray that you come into my life. Take the wheel and direct me and bless me with your Holy Spirit. Yeah. From this day forward, lead and guide me, God. And we thank you, God, and praise you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Surrender.
Surrender.
He wants us to surrender.
Nothing
Step
fancy.
Off the throne.
Simple.
Just
yep.
surrender, and he will enter your heart and your life
he
forevermore.
Will.
Hey, Clark Watkins. Struck by two cars, dies, sees the Lord on the other side, comes back, doesn't believe in God, and suddenly gets born again. Hey, this is the mayor. This is Rhett Palmer. Actually, Jesus is the mayor of the airways. I'm just Rhett Palmer. And it's a good day if you want it to be. Have faith.
Amen.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Don't miss The Christian View, Hands and Feet of Jesus and Strategies for Life, now streaming on the Taken Network, available on 7 different streaming platforms. Find us on Taken TV, says Lightcast.com.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
This is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I remember when God tapped me on the shoulder and asked me which way did I want to go, this way or His way. I decided very quickly I wanted to go His way. As I slowly began a relationship with God, I remember thinking one early morning in the bathroom shaving, how am I going to do this? How am I going to be in a relationship with God 24/7? Fear set in. Psalm 91 in the Bible relieves me and relieved me of any fear I had communing with God. Hopefully it will do that for you now as I read the words of Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. When I asked myself, how am I going to commune with God 24/7, God came back and told me, just be yourself. I love you just the way you are. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere else. For the Lord is a sun and a shield unto me. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Better is one day in thy courts. 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 Better is one day in thy courts than 1,000 anywhere.
to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. Better is one day in thy courts than a thousand anywhere else. This goes out to every outcast, till the just don't quite fit in. Every wrong way, runaway rebel, so ashamed of where you've been. This goes out to every searcher trying to fill that empty space. Well, your searching days are over now, everything's about to change. This is where your heart belongs.
resounding all the day. Hosannas to their King. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry.
From sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
Thank God it's summertime again. All my friends come around again. Kick back for a minute and soak it in.
Summertime is here. Kids on vacation, family and friends getting together, and summer movies. I remember those summer movie clubs for kids. Theaters packed with impressionable youths are watching comedies, horror films, cartoons, and oldies. And then there are the summer blockbuster releases. Hollywood times these releases, so some of their biggest films are coming out during the summer. And the Christian film community has some wonderful films coming to theaters this summer, too. You may think, well, I'll see the most advertised films, which do look amazing, and then maybe I'll attend a Christian movie too. Or you might skip out on the faith-based genre altogether. But please don't. It is really critical that the inspiring movies we have been praying for get your priority. See these movies opening weekend. See these movies on opening weekend. Why? The industry measures the success of a film by its weekend attendance. Theaters will pull movies that are not well attended, and they'll make room for additional screenings of those that do fill the seats. This is super important. So if you can't go on opening weekend, pre-buy a ticket and give it away. Media and arts are the most influential mission fields. They influence the hearts and the minds and our culture. Ungodly messaging is destroying our culture, but the unified body of Christ can work together, one ticket at a time, to influence it for good. A couple inspiring faith-based films about to be released include The Sound of Freedom, which will be in theaters on the 4th of July. Freedom, July 4th. I just saw a screening of this movie, and it is a culture changer. It will be as influential to the abolition of child slavery as Harriet Beecher Stowe's book, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was back in 1852, in turning the hearts of millions and provoking individuals and governments to abolish slavery in that day. Buy a ticket or pay it forward through soundoffreedommovies.com. And make a difference in our world while enjoying a first-rate film starring Jim Caviezel. See, we can have summer fun and change the world for Christ through our media choices. Have a happy summer and keep praying for Hollywood.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
When you're down from all that glitters, when your thoughts have a hollow ring, when you can't escape the feeling you're getting it wrong, all your foolproof plans seem foolish, all your status is status quo. Look full in
sing it out.
And our God reigns.
Oh.
just a little bit. Say, listen now. Joy comes in the morning. Morning is not necessarily what has an AM next to it. Morning happens when you wake up. Go kind of easy on them, but shake them a little bit. Say, wake up! Joy is here! Wake up!
I'm Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Please join me every Saturday at 8:45 a.m. for the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry to hear a message from the Word of God.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon with the Father-Child Connection. It wasn't too long ago that there was a fierce debate about whether Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. I submit to you, however, that there is one thing that we all can agree on. Dads matter. Now, I am fully aware that some of you listening to me right now have mixed feelings when you hear that word, father. There are many, too many, who have had an abusive father or father figure, while others have experienced or are currently experiencing an absent father. This is one of the reasons we here at the Father-Child Connection take our mission so seriously and personally. Our mission is to empower fathers and father figures to establish, re-establish, or strengthen the connection between their children and themselves, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. Dads, you matter, both your presence as well as your absence. Some of you listening to me right now live with current regret because of past mistakes that you have made. Others live with the ever-lingering hurt from not having a good father-child relationship when you were growing up. Here's the good news. It's never too late to start doing or saying the right thing. If you would like to hear more about how you can handle the past wounds of an absent or abusive father, please call 561 229-2379 or email us at thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
A hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody.
They buy